Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Abigail Keel. Hearsay goes to community spaces like
the library,
the grocery store,
the bus stop,
and invites people like you to tell us their stories about
family,
learning,
faith,
and growing up.
Today, it's your stories about working, told to us at Midway Truck Stop and Travel Plaza. Matt Reinhardt might have one of Midway's coolest jobs. He works at Spirit of 76, the fireworks store.
So what do your friends from home think about you working at a fireworks store?
You have to explain to them that you don't work in a tent. They, you know, the first question is, what do you do the rest of the year? Actually, even though we have this retail store here, we're mostly wholesale. So most of our business is shipping out to Texas, Louisiana, all over the United States. Everything we do is consumer, so we sell to the stores and the tents. And we do sell to some people that, you know, they just want to spend $2,000 on fireworks. Yeah. The most I've ever spent is probably $50.
Okay.
But you would be amazed at what people spend on fireworks.
Jim Nelson and his wife recently closed their retirement project, a garden store. He told us about the best part of working for himself.
My most recent job was after I retired from 30-some years in telecommunications. My wife and I opened up a garden shop in Excelsior Springs. And we were going to do that for 10 years. And we stretched it out to 13. But we're enjoying retirement. And the hardest part about closing it was the people. I missed the people. You know, I don't miss, you know, putting in the spring order and not getting this and shouldn't have ordered that in the first place and those kind of things, but the people is the plus thing.
Norman Downs has one of the most common jobs you'd find at Midway. He's a trucker. He told us about life on the road.
What can I say? I haul food and I haul meat, I haul pork from Nebraska, and I haul it to either the East Coast or the West Coast, and then I pick up produce and I bring it back home so that y'all have fresh vegetables. I'm a single dad. I've got four kids and a couple of grandkids, and that's always hard, but after a while, it's everyday life. You know, I call home every day, three or four times usually, just to find out what's going on and make sure everybody's okay, and then I go about my business. I don't have to punch a time clock, and the boss isn't sitting right there saying, hey, what are you doing, what are you doing, what are you doing? It's just, I have the responsibility of a job, and I have to get the job done. But that's it. You know, it's, I like the freedom of it.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, H-E-R-E. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Abigail Keel with producers Hope Kerwin and Tori Ross.